What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of the Look and Talk podcast, which starts right now, ladies and gentlemen. This month, it is the guys only round. It's the anniversary of the guys only round. And one of the guys is back. He's finally back in the house. It's Mr. Hear Me Out. It's been so long. Welcome back, Marco. How you doing, man?
Yo. I'm doing good. Thank you for the introduction. You know, I'm back again. Long time missed my brothers and everything.
Yes. And also joining with, also coming through is Mr. Aries, man. The man that got everybody bowling. It's Mr. BOJ Bowling. What's going on, Juggy?
Hey, 1 year anniversary. I wouldn't miss this for the world. We got some hot topics tonight. And guess what? Yes. I got just for us.
And shout out to all three of us supporting the McBride.
Supporting system. Black businesses, Black Girl Magic.
All three of us got their wine.
And y'all know I drink to my accomplishment, so yeah.
You got to drink to this accomplishment though, because as you well know, why all of us showing this wine off is because it's been a year of the guys only round. 1 year we've been doing this thing together, fellas. Mm-hmm. 1 year we've been coming together once a month to talk about things us men deal with. This has become therapy for brothers, you know what I'm saying? Yes, we got a drink to this, man, because
let me pop the bottle for y'all.
Ooh, pop and paw, Marco.
Y'all didn't know that they had champagne, and y'all know.
I didn't know they had champagne. But yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
This is pretty good, too.
Yes, this rare blend is pretty good.
And it's 13%. So if I finish this bottle.
Hey, don't kill the whole thing, Marco, bro.
y'all know how I get. Y'all know how I get. I'm going to let y'all know when it's halfway.
Yeah, all right. He said he's going to let us know when it's about halfway, man. But fellas, and shout out to Don. He ain't here right now, but he was in on this thing too. And I said, Don, we pop, we drinking for you, dog. You know what I'm
saying?
Shout
out to the Don B.
Yes, shout out to the Don B. We sipping for him, man. But Marco, man, it's been so long. I gotta put you on the spot, man. What the hell been going on since last time you seen us?
When's the last time I seen y'all? Like December, January, February, somewhere around there.
December, big dog. The end of the year.
You lied. Oh, we did have a New Year's. We did. Damn, and it's May. Honestly, I just been out here grinding. I've been taking over Atlanta before Atlanta take over me. I've been acting, trying to get my brand up. I got a house out here. I'm doing everything that I manifested in. I'm doing everything that I said in December and that I'm manifesting. So I'm blessed, no complaints. If you were to ask me anything right now, you'd be like, what's one thing that you complain about? I don't got $1 million in my bank account.
But you're getting there.
But I'm getting there.
We're getting there. Hey, it's nice you alive, man. Man, I know Atlanta got to you because I remember on episode 99 of Look at Talk, you were like, Hennessy is nasty. Now I see your ass turn up.
Yo,
Hennessy, man.
Yo, these niggas in Atlanta, they got me drinking Hennessy. And last year in May, well, actually when I first started my podcast in February, I think my like third or second episode, I was like, Hennessy is nasty. I don't know how these niggas can drink this. Man, it must be something in this hookah down here because it's a shot of Hennessy and then a hookah. Shot of Hennessy and then a hookah. And I'm just like, when did I start drinking Hennessy? But
that's one thing, because I remember on the episode we did, the very first one we did together, you mentioned it too. You went in on it. I said, my dog went off about this Hennessy.
They even got me drinking Remy out here at 1738.
Juggy, we might have to slide to Atlanta, go check on them.
They put you on that white hand? They gave you some white hand?
No, because it's only international. But I'm down to taste it. When I did taste it, I didn't like Hennessy, so I thought it was nasty. But I'm down to try it again.
Yeah, you got to try it again because the white Hennessy is definitely way smoother than the regular Hennessy.
But you also want to know what I've noticed. So, like, Hennessy has three different tiers. So, I like the Hennessy, not the nigga Hennessy, but, like, the black VSOP Hennessy because it's
Because normally I be drinking, that's why I normally get the Henny Black, though. Yeah, so you
right. That's what I know. I be like, can I get Henny Black? I was, don't give me that nigga shit. Give me, like, the step up from it. So I think my taste palette over here is, you know, a little bougie.
Man, all of our taste palettes are bougie, dog. You know what I'm saying? We sipping on a $22 bottle of wine to celebrate Liquor Talk 1 year anniversary. That's how you know we flashing the bottles. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what the fuck we do for Black owned brands.
Yes.
Which one?
Y'all both got Red Blend.
Yeah, we both got the Red Blend.
Yeah, Red Blend.
I did hear. I think they have a rosé out. I think.
Okay,
that was good too, and I love a good
rosé,
so that's gonna be
next. Yeah, oh yes, we gotta check that out. Now, picking back up from last week's episode, I gotta give a quick shout out to the beautiful lady Kendra, host of the Coffee with Kendra podcast. She was on last weekend. We had a damn good conversation. Listen, now I'm telling my ladies out there, y'all need to go back and listen to that episode because if a brother meets a woman like her, man, I might cuff you. But her question to the men was, why is it that guys go so hard for the Instagram models, but the average chicks get more love than the Instagram models?
Uh-oh.
Wait, say it again?
Now, why is it guys that show all the love to the Instagram models, but in real life, it's the average women getting all the love? I mean, I guess she feels like some of the guys be going harder on Instagram and social media for the Instagram models and stuff. They be trying to get up under them.
Instead but in of person, they go hard for the regular type chick.
Exactly.
So,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Juggy.
Again, almost 4 years removed in the game. I think that, like with IG models, right, you're getting aesthetic. We've talked about in previous episodes of the Guys Only Round how the filters that are being provided on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, even just your phone itself are apps that you can download. These filters are doing wonders on people who are, you know, a lot of these women, and they're in exotic locations. They look like they're on the beach or they look like they're somewhere fun. It's a vibe. The look that they give them is a vibe aesthetic. Now, they don't necessarily, some of them may not necessarily look at that in real life. So you used to go on an Instagram, scrolling, like. You may or may not like a woman that may choose to be natural, may choose not to have makeup, just might have like lip gloss, the eyeshadow or something like that. You may not like that because you're so used to seeing those filtered pictures that everybody uses. Excuse me, not everybody. That a lot of women choose to use is tainting what our sense of beauty is. It's a psychological impact. You know what I'm saying? So it's. I think that's what's really going on. But that's just my opinion. Go ahead, Marco.
Definitely agree. I definitely agree. Like the IG models on Instagram, it's a temporary vibe. Like, oh, we can go on vacation together. We can go shopping. We can splurge. We can post pictures of our Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Burberry and shit. But in real life, niggas want a wife at home. And they know that the nigga or the IG model is not going to be the wife. But my thing is, you can turn a wife, not turn, but like, the wife might still have the IG model vibe, so to say. It might not be the vibe that you want, but as long as you guys making money, you guys both like exotic trips, and you guys both like gifts, why not invest that into your wife so you can have the whole package?
You know what it is? I feel like the reason that so many people be trying to invest into the Instagram model stuff go off on them is because they just trying to keep up with their boys, and they just trying to they just trying to impress temporary people, like impress people who are probably not going to be around in your life in 5 years. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what it is. A lot of them so busy trying to keep up with the Joneses and keep up with social media and what everybody getting into. So it's like, that's what I'm seeing. And I really do feel like you can, like, you know, show off the woman that's not an IG model if she's doing right by you, you know what I'm saying? So, and we're going to get into that a little bit more later, but y'all know we got to get into something else. But what you about to say, Marco?
I just hate the IG models. I just rather somebody authentic. Like, I'd rather you fuck my brain first before you fuck me.
Hello.
There's a reason why IG models are so popular. You know, men are visual creatures. A lot of us tend to like voluptuous women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you take an attractive woman and you put her in a setting where the setting itself is somewhere very desirable, of course that's going to garner a lot of attention because sex sells everything here in this country. So it's a deep topic with lots of rabbit holes involved. But, you know, some people know how to take pictures. And some people are IG models. It's a difference.
Ooh.
We'll have to say that for later. All right, go ahead.
We're going to definitely come back to that. Ooh, but, y'all, we got to get into the. I know y'all saw it, but we got to get into this mess with Portia. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. Go ahead.
My question inspires this to y'all. What do y'all think of people that will secretly plot on your woman or plot on your man?
Okay, so this is my thing.
Marco all over this.
No, because, like, first of all, cancer. Portia is a cancer, and I get where she's coming from. I don't think, like, she made a post on Instagram stating that the divorce was over and everything, so she found him at the right time. Which, again, the cameras are not rolling right now for Real Housewives of Atlanta, so we don't really know what the true information is. We can only believe her and the two men or the man that's involved. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. The divorce is over. It's final. Yeah, that was my friend's husband. But at the end of the day, we're humans. And if that situation didn't work out and your husband like me or your wife like me or whatever the case may be, okay, I'm going to see what's there. The sketchy part about it is it has been a month, so I don't really know how deep they are into this relationship and, like, posing up with your baby daddy and somebody's, like, ex-husband and shit like that. That shit don't fly, but, like, like an emotional connection could be there. I personally don't see anything wrong with it.
You know what? That's why I kind of have to disagree with you there, because it's like, if you my homie, you should not be looking at my woman. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. No.
But who said she was who said he was looking at her? We already know Portia's bad. She got the titties. She got a pretty face. She has a fun personality. She got the ass. She has an amazing house. Like, she got successful businesses and all that. So if you see that in a person, who wouldn't want to look at that, honestly?
I mean, but if I know you were with my homeboy and you and my homeboy have been together for years and I see it didn't work out with him and here's another X factor. What if my homeboy was always complaining to me about her? What if he was always if I was the one that he was venting to about her? Like, I become like a bank. I remember these things. And I'm like, my homeboy came to me about her and stuff. And so it's like, why would I want to ask myself?
These are assumptions, though. We can only assume that he was venting to Portia about her. We don't know for facts. What if that never happened and Portia literally found him at the right time?
But that's your friend, though. But that's your friends, though. But I'm pretty sure she vents him. But Juggie, get in here, man. Get in here.
So, you know, I don't partake in the Housewives franchises, or most reality TV. That's my wife's jurisdiction. But it gets to a point where your stories you can't avoid seeing on social media. And my opinion is, you know, a lot of times we won't know it, but a lot of times close friends, it's possible, depending on what type of friend group you have, if you don't have a real loyal friend group, they could be plotting. And Portia's been in the public eye for quite a while. So just because of that alone and the fact that she's, you know, very attractive or whatever, is automatically going to have people in the background waiting on their opportunity. Sharks are in the water. And if, see, at least a divorce is done. What if it, I think it's completely done, right?
Yeah.
Divorce is already completed and settled. At least the divorce is done. At least it's not still married. I mean, some of them do that anyways, but at least the divorce is done. Just because you divorce doesn't mean you don't want companionship. Depends on the situation and the context. You know, yes, it's a close friend, but it's, they know that person really well. So, comfort zone? I don't know, man. I don't know if there's a right answer to this.
Let me tell you. So, I too have been engaged before. So, like, if I was in this situation and someone found out that we separated and they wanted to try to holler at them, that's perfectly fine for me because everything is off the tables. We closed everything. We closed that book. We closed that chapter. Whether you're a close friend or a stranger. Granted, me and that friend, we might no longer have a relationship, and I have to be okay with that. Because it's like,
thank you, Marco.
You know what? If this is your soulmate, go so be it. We have nothing to talk about, though, because what I don't want to happen is, oh, you should go out. You should come to my birthday party. You should come to my anniversary party, and then I have to see this person. That's not going to work with me. So if they're, like, completely not friends anymore, okay, like, granted. Okay. Yeah. Like, it's free game for everybody.
Now, see, you made that point. You made my point right there because it's like, I'm going to tell you, like, hey, you can go after her. Good luck because I remember I done came to you, especially if I done came to you about it, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you one of them boys I really don't approach, but I'm like, free game. But like I said, I'm not going to fuck with you anymore, you know what I'm saying? But if you want my headache and want my sloppy seconds, have at it. I hope you got enough money in your bank account. But
again, when you're messing with somebody high profile like that, that's a highly desirable target, they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're willing to take those steps. And again, if it's a close associate like that, that already knows a lot about you, it's a high level of comfort zone that come with that. So yeah. They wouldn't ever happen in the Goon Squad of people that's my ride or die peoples. But, you know, when you're on that TV, Hollywood, you know, it's a lot of snake biting, back biting. It's a lot of slime and grime in the game. At least she divorced.
Yeah.
So I say, we've been let live. Just might not have that associate anymore. So,
yeah.
I just hope that Portia and the girl discover that they aren't friends anymore after this. On, like, not like on no petty shit like arguing and fighting, but just like, hey, so X, Y, and Z, this happened. I find your man attractive. I'm okay with not being friends with you anymore. Yeah. Because for me, I'm gonna pick love over a friendship.
That's a strong statement.
That's a true statement. I understand that and all, but I'm not about to eye my homie's girl. I don't care if it's my homie's girl, the baddest woman in the land. I'm like, you know what? You were with the homie, you know what I'm saying? And I value bros over hoes because you know what? The homie's gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? Over the girl, if in case y'all fall out.
So
you gonna sit here and tell me you ain't never eyed your homie's girl, even like for like a 10%, like, oh, she cute, but she's taken. All right, next conversation.
So I think you can see, here's the thing. This is what I was just saying about what type of friend group do you have? You can recognize your boy's significant other as attractive. There's nothing wrong with that. You say, hey, you look nice. But there's a respect line. And for yes. some people, depending on how they came up, or when you're in that elite circle where you got money like that, you can afford to do certain things. Like if it's somebody in the lower income bracket, there's certain things that you can and cannot afford to do. When you're at that level of the game, you know, if that don't work out, you got so much other bumper crop to pick from that is really not going to affect you like that. So, you know, it's.
Yeah, honestly, the shit is unpredictable, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Bill Gates' ass got divorced, so this shit is really all unpredictable. So you can't make this shit up.
Hold on. Jeff Bezos got divorced. Bill Gates got divorced. Two of the biggest big dogs. I mean, we're talking about they probably think that they God and they mine, right? That's how much money they got. Them marriages ain't work out. Now, we don't know the real reason why they both of them broke up. We don't know. But let me tell you something. A lot of cats say they want to settle down. They want to get married. And they say that without really knowing what it is that they're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, man, a lot of people are, man, I want to get married, bro. You look, your lifestyle is you go to the strip club on Friday, you at Prana on Saturday, third floor, you know, Sunday, you know what I'm saying?
You're probably at lunch.
What's the place? You at Seventh and Grove on Sunday.
You're probably at lunch.
Performing.
And you probably have
King
of Diamonds for the after hours.
Yep.
It's a certain type of lifestyle. And I get that there's couples out there that do the quote-unquote alternative marriages and stuff. That's fine. But grand majority of women, it's going to be you and her. It ain't going to be nobody else. I'm just letting you know. So, you know, a lot of these cats, they want to get married. But I don't know, man. Maybe I don't know anything.
You got I'm saying, like, what the hell do I know? Like, get in there, Marco.
I got two things. Did y'all ever see the viral clip of Megan? She was from, not Megan Thee Stallion, but Megan from Bad Girls Club, stating that she's okay with her man sleeping with other women as long as he doesn't bring any STDs home. Now, in the famous,
she's probably doing some of her damn stuff. That's what I think. But
like, not for me. Not for me. Let's make this clear. Not for me. But like, I get where she's coming from in this whole famous world. I don't know who she's dating or whatever the case may be, but say you date like a basketball player and shit, and he just got to travel and shit. Okay. Go sleep with other women. I'm gonna sleep with other men. And that's our agreement. But as soon as you have a baby on me or an STD, that means you're not respecting our relationship. And again, not for me, but for them. And I'm like, you know what? I understand that. I respect it, but I'm just not doing that. But on the back burner, it's just, we still have Tristan still out here cheating on Chloe.
Bruh.
Right. When I saw that, I was just like,
and they're not even married.
I'm just like, do you even want the girl, man? You might need just go ahead and break up with her and flourish.
It's the Kardashians curse, man.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, you need to drop them Kardashians and go ahead and flourish. You
got Blac Chyna, Kanye West, Travis Scott, Ray J. You got a list of people, Lamar. Odom.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, Tristan, look.
And Colin got Ben Simmons and Devin Booker. Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Can both of them?
Not at the same time, but at different points in time.
Let me throw this question in there.
Yeah.
Why hasn't Kris Jenner's man or husband ever been in any fiasco or drama like her daughter's?
Because they're not going. That's not going to sell no tickets on TV.
But her man is black.
But that's, I know her man black, but I think it's the mom, so it's not really going to sell. Like, they know her mama, the mama's time has already been passed, you know what I'm saying? Mom was in her prime when she was married to the Kardashian that was trying to get OJ out.
And I think her husband's gay. If you look at all the pictures and all this other shit. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a problem, because again, marriages have agreements and shit like that. But I'm just saying, her man has never been in any type of drama or any scandal or anything like that.
So her being Kris Jenner being named Woman of the Year, that's not a scandal?
What?
Kris Jenner. You're talking about Kim dad, right?
No. The mother, the real mother.
I'm thinking about their dad this whole time.
No, he's he's running for senator in California. Or she, excuse me. Let me pronounce him correctly before I get bashed by everybody.
Y'all know Kris Jenner getting some on the side. We already know what that is. You said he's black?
He's black. You can't Google it now, but yeah, Google it. Maybe I'm saying the wrong name, my bad. But the mother, whatever the mother's of the Kardashians name is, she has a black husband.
Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah, that's
definitely. He's bald, kind of husky and everything, a little feminine, but like, they ain't never been in any scandal, any media, any negative press or anything.
Maybe they put a gag order on that nigga. That's probably what it is.
Like, Kaya, gag order. The gag is.
So y'all think that is a marriage just for TV, or you think they're really together?
At this point, I can't predict the shit, man.
Let me tell you what I do. I mind my own business and I drink. Okay. I don't care what people are doing in their bedroom. I don't care what people are doing in their marriages. Y'all happy? Cool. I'm happy too. I'm happy. Yes. Don't let it come over here, and I don't want that negative energy, because once the drama starts happening, I don't want any parts of you.
Hello. And on that note, I have to agree with him. You know what I'm saying? We don't want no damn drama, ladies and gentlemen. On that note, I'm going to remind y'all that this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. So go ahead and pull it up, because we're going to get
it. Pull it up.
On the guys only round. Happy anniversary, fellas. 1 year, niggas, we did it. 1 year of us coming together once a month. 1 year.
Number one.
And fellas, I don't think we're done yet.
Not even close.
We ain't even done yet. We haven't even scratched the ceiling. No, we're not even done yet. Let's continue. What do y'all think about people who will travel with a significant other and there's no intimacy involved? Like, how you traveling and going places and there's just nothing involved?
Marco, didn't you just say a couple minutes ago you don't be digging in people's bedrooms?
I don't be trying to dig into other people's bedrooms, but there be people on social media that be bragging about it. Oh, I traveled with him and didn't give it up or nothing.
Go ahead. Mine is real quick, because y'all know I talk a lot. For me and my relationships that I've ever been on traveling, there's some type of intimacy. This probably might be a little too personal, but I don't care. Like, it's something about getting away from your regular environment, which means your house, your car, your backyard, your front yard, or even the city you're in. So when we go out of town, I expect intimacy, whether we're holding hands, we're kissing in public. Granted, we might not do that in our city, okay, whatever, but when we go out of town, we're not worried about nothing. And that's my mindset, literally. Like, I'm here with you, you're here with me, We spending money. We having drinks. We going to brunch. We going to the beach. We going on road trips. Like, we just doing everything that we can because we can afford it. And fuck, I don't give a fuck about these neighbors over here. I don't give a fuck about those neighbors over there. I don't care what type of hotel we're in. We're going to fuck, and people are going to hear sounds coming out. We're adults. It's just going to happen.
Yes.
I don't care about anybody else's. Like, that's something I honestly feel like these are conversations that needs to happen. Like, hey, so, like, I want X, Y, and Z. We might not have it all the time, but I'm asking in a relationship. I need this.
Right.
So even if we, hey, let's go do a day trip to fucking Miami. Okay. So I'm mentally, I'm expecting this is going to happen. Because I don't get
it. Ladies need to understand that most men are thinking like Marco. Let's just be honest. And most men, if we are into you, we're going to want that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, we're going to want, like, we're going to want something to happen. You know what I'm saying? And even if it's, even if, and don't even get on in the cost or whatever. Like I said, it's 2021. We're working together on that stuff. So we, if we're traveling together and we're in a relationship, better believe we're going to be in the back of minds expecting something to go down, because it's a different rush, a different feeling of getting it off in another city. Get in here, married man.
It's going down.
Well, I mean, again, you know, I play the devil's advocate with this type of stuff.
Of course.
You know, there's a lot of women that they're triggered. They have a lot of PTSD with going someplace and having expectations, not having good communication with men. So they may do that. And then there's a lot of friend zone stuff. You know, there's guys that pay for women's, you know, OnlyFans and stuff, like they're elite sponsors, giving them $100,000 a year. They're not getting nothing out of it other than they being a virtual strip club. So, I mean, everybody has different arrangements, but I can tell you this, you got to learn how to communicate. Every episode, I feel like this comes up. It's a lot of dudes out here that just be, well, this is what I want. They expecting stuff to happen without ever having to say anything. You can't want a girl to do A, B, C, D, F, and G, but you ain't never mentioned her. You just say, oh, this come, we're just going to have fun. No, you got to be specific. If you're trying to smash, you need to say that. You trying to go back door, you need to say that. You trying to be cross-faded and smash, you need to say that. You trying to be on the back, you need to say these things. That don't mean she might not want it, but you need to confirm, because the worst thing you could do is spend your money, your hard-earned dollars. You had to get a shot, you got to get a hotel, food, you got to set up a credit card for them Uber rides, and you planned on getting your dick wet, and it ain't gonna happen. Now, whose fault is that?
The person that don't communicate with.
Yes. There's a lot of dudes that do that. I see it all the time. They don't know how to communicate, then they just magically expect stuff to happen. No. In my Plies voice, no, Ben, no.
No. No. Listen, no, communication keeps coming up on a lot of our rounds, because men, we need to get better at it, God damn it. You know what I'm saying? And if she say no, just say we ain't going. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst that can happen. You know what I'm saying? So we got to definitely get better at communicating and setting boundaries. But if I feel like y'all been together for some time and y'all know each other, naturally it's going to go down. You ain't got to worry about that, you know.
I agree. And listen, I know it's some guys, and I know women hate this term, it's some guys so deeply infatuated that they just willingly go into the friend zone. They know that they in the friend zone. They know they're not coming out of the friend zone, but because they're in the same space with said individual, they still go knowing they finna be blue ball.
Let me tell you.
Who is that on? Who is that on? Them,
you know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I done got to a point where I'm cutthroat. If I sense the friend zone coming, goodbye.
Let me tell you, I'm not going on no vacation with nobody if I'm not getting my dick wet or anything else wet. It's not happening.
Hello.
Like,
hey, man, look.
Like, now, don't get me wrong. Like, if we on a boys trip, okay, to each his own, that's different. But if it's a one-on-one trip and we like, hey, so you trying to go to Vegas? Yeah, I want to go to Vegas. We drunk, we high, we doing, we looking cute, we taking pictures, we at the pool. And I just can't do it. My bad, sorry.
That ain't going down. Because you know damn well y'all women be looking bad as fuck when y'all be on trips, man. Y'all be looking bad.
Y'all pull out your best outfit.
And then you know us men, we're gonna have our fresh cuts, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be looking like us too. Like, hello, come on now.
Man, I got that swag.
Hey.
I am after my bag.
Hey.
You know I got that cash. I swag when I swear. I'm on hypnotic. I got polo on my body. No, but for real, like, vacations is like a different thing. Like, you're not about to tell me we about to go on a cruise and ain't nothing happening. You're not about to tell me that. You not about to tell me that nothing is about to happen.
Look, man, I've seen in real life, I've seen friend zones deeper than a black hole.
Damn, deeper than a black hole?
A black hole is pretty deep. Like, I mean,
I've seen where guys will sponsor wimp girls, right? They get them shoes, buy them gifts expensively. They'll drive them to Orlando, drive them to Miami, drive them to the airport, pick them up 12 o'clock in the morning from the club. They go on trips with them, be there. They're basically a security guard, the benefactor. You know, like PBS, when you watch PBS, it'd be like, thank you. We're here. Thank you for contributions from people like you.
Yes.
Because that's how they be alive. And that's
I don't understand those kind of men. If that's what gets you off, if that's what, you know what I'm saying, if it's meant for you to be a blessing to them, then no.
Look, if it's one of your friends and you want to bless them up because they had a rough year or something, y'all got that kind of relationship, cool. But a lot of these guys don't have good communication skills and they just expect things to happen. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to rub the genie's lamp and it ain't genie's lamp. It's just a piece of brass that's rusty.
Go get it, Marco.
Let me put a twist on it. Like, to put a twist on this is like when we go on vacation, are we getting a king bed or are we getting two queens? Because if we get two queens, I already know. But if we get a king, why are we questioning anything that happens?
Ooh, no, one better. Are we getting a double room or one room?
Right, like, are we, like, because if we get double, like, if you tell me that we want double beds, you need to get your own room.
Hello. That's and you want to come up with this gas money if it's a road trip. You better get a little happy on this gas.
And I do understand people that, like, have two beds because I'm the type that like to get two beds, one for the outfit layout and then one to sleep in. Like, I get that point of view. But I'm talking about, like, if we get two queens, you sleeping in one and I'm sleeping in another. So you telling me you couldn't afford your own hotel? Got it. So you need to go ahead and get your own.
Mm-hmm. There's only one, there's only one type of woman that I would do that with, and that's family. That's it. Family.
Yeah, definitely family. Like, best friends I have slept in the bed with because, like, we obviously mentally know, like, all right, you know your side, like, don't try nothing. So it's cool, but like, I ain't shared a hotel room with somebody in I don't know how many years that we haven't done X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, look, I done seen everything, bro. And I can tell you for a fact, you know, a lot of people are shy. They get in, they got social anxiety. So we're going to give them people space. Let me tell you something, man.
Bro.
If you got social anxiety, get that figured out or under control before you go on a trip.
You ain't got no social anxiety with me if we sharing a king bed. You ain't got no social anxiety. I don't give a fuck. Like, it just doesn't work like that. Social anxiety is you can monitor it. Like, yes, I might want to go to the pool because everybody can do their own thing and I might want to mingle and do this, but invite me to like a 20-person party. Yeah, I don't want to talk to any of y'all.
No, I feel that. I definitely feel that. Unless it's like a networking event where it's a whole bunch of new people and I can actually promote my brand. But other than that, don't invite me to a 20-person party. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. If you don't know, now you know. We got to deal with something, a topic that was inspired by a new job. You know what I'm saying? Yes, promote the wine. Yes, yes, yes.
Black Girl Magic, shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all, McBride sisters. Come holler at us on the Liquor Talk because we promote y'all wine. But we got to deal with something that we deal with, which is PTSD, because we all deal with it. We don't get diagnosed with it, you know what I'm saying? That's for the military people, but we have PTSD about a new job. I learned this at a new job because you know how it is, everybody meeting and stuff in a training group, and we all talk about our experiences. And they're like, and the trainers are like, oh, wow. They're trying to sell us like, wow, it's so much better. But we all like, what's the bullshit? Because we all done been through it. So we got to address this. Why do everybody have a PTSD feeling about life in general? Because if we can remember our bad experiences from our jobs, imagine how we feeling about our relationships with women and other things, other bad experiences, whether it's networking or whatever aspect of our lives. Like, why do we all deal with this? What do y'all think about that?
I mean, here's the thing. You know, I'm talking like Uncle Shay Shay. Here's the thing, Skip. Listen, if you're a black man, you live in this country. You only got so many options. And it's going to wear down on you real fast. You could be the most bubbliest, the friendliest, the most hardworking. It don't matter. It's going to come and get you at some point. You need to talk to somebody. I know we've stated this before. It probably feels to some of our listeners like deja vu. You got to be able to talk to somebody. Sometimes my talk is when I talk to y'all. You know, the whole month might be trash. From a strange speaking of, you might go through things that you can't really talk to a lot of people about. Now, luckily, I have my wife, but I can't dump everything on her. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I got to keep her mentally healthy. You know what I mean? So there's times when you got to talk to somebody. There's hotlines. This ain't 1965. There are 1-800 numbers that you could call if you things get heavy on you. You're living in Atlanta and that rent slapping you across the face. You know what I'm saying? You move from Miami to Tampa only to find out that Tampa's almost as bad as Miami with the prices. Listen, there are ways that you can get help, free help. You got to take advantage of it. You got the internet right in front of you. You can go to a bar and just buy somebody a drink and they'll listen to you. But don't just, that stress, don't just keep it inside. That's on you. You see my face? My scalp? It's clear. I don't got no pimples and bumps like I'm on a proactive
VC. What? Say it again.
Yes.
Clear skin.
Our skin. We take care of our skin. Also, shout out to the Black Men Grooming Den. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying?
Out, man, look. You got to have an outlet, man. You got to have an outlet.
What's your name, Marco? Because you look like you're about to press to say something.
So I actually, I go through PSS.
PTSD.
You know what I'm trying to say. But some, like, I definitely agree with what you're saying. But some things just triggers people. And it just happens. It just happens in the heat of the moment. And then you reflect afterwards. You be like, you know what? I should never have flashed out about this because I love this person, X, Y, and Z, this, that, and the third. But therapy, like, my therapist, she hears it fucking all. Like, and, like, she'll give me questions. No, I'm not crying, y'all. I was just wiping my eye. She'll, like, throw questions at me and be like, so you definitely want to do this. You sure you want to do this? And y'all, like, if you've been to therapy, you know how they talk to y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, like, I definitely want to do this. I just think that it was just a moment in time and, like, my emotions got the best of me, which happens because we are human. But again, you also need to have a safe space where you can talk to people. And I'm not talking about your best friends or anything. And I'm also a firm believer that all, like, your closest friends, I can name 5 people on my hand right now that I can call, but they all know 5 different aspects of my life. This person might not know this thing about me. That person might not know this. And then when they all meet up and have, like, a brunch, they all might feel like I was being fake. But in reality, it's just like, I'm just creating a safe space for me. But my friends know that. Like, I'm not gonna tell you everything. And that's just period point blank. And that's against all 5 of y'all. So if all y'all wanna hate me right now, cool. I know where my safe space was and I'll create a new safe space.
Yes.
I do feel like when it comes to PTSD, we have to create spaces for us within our friends.
Yes, I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree that this has been that therapy for me. And also, shout out to my little sister out there, because ever since she came to my life, she's been that captain. She's been that rock. You know what I'm saying? She's had to hear from me. You know what I'm saying? And I've had to hear from her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that PTSD, it's like some things that trigger it. But also, sometimes when it triggers us, we run from it, or it's like we don't address it because we're too blinded by, oh, then we just give them, like, oh my goodness, they're going to be like the same person. Therapy. Instead of realizing that this is something new, a new outcome could come, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I admit it's happened to me too, but it's happened subconsciously, meaning I probably didn't know I was doing it, but hey, it's like, if I know it, I'm going to catch myself. So it's like, too many times we let the past hinder us from something good. And we can't be doing that nowadays. It's 2021. We need to address those things. And if we're in a relationship with somebody, we got to let them know what's up. We got to let them know what's going on, because you never know. Talking to them, they might tell their story and they might help you heal.
I'm a firm believer. If you're not healed from the past relationship, you shouldn't be getting into no new relationship.
Hello.
And I, like, granted, the new person that you're dating or engaged or married to might be that safe space. But like RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Always.
And that's period point blank. Like, yes, know your struggles, know your trigger points, and, like, know all this. But if you lash out on Saturday night, but if you can't talk about what happened Saturday night on Sunday morning, why are you with this person? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to talk about it in the heat of the moment because both of you are angry and X, Y, and Z, emotions are rising. But Sunday morning, okay, so I know last night we had a heated argument, X, Y, and Z. I do want to apologize for how I reacted, but this is where it came from and this is why it triggered me. I'm not trying to have an argument, but this is where we can move on from this. And if you want to stop this right now, cool. I'm okay with it. But I want you to know where that trigger came from. And I'm letting you know that it can't happen again, because we'll be going through this cycle conversation and emotions and PTSD, which me personally, I'm not going to deal with.
Yeah, and I just told myself I'm trying not to do it either, because sometimes I feel like it's the same person but just in different clothing, man. Get in here, Drug. What you thinking, man?
I mean, you know, I agree with the points that have been stated, you know, and I really think an additional thing that we can do, unplug. I try to do a water fast once a month. And I'm going to start working on, and I'm on Facebook all the time. I jump on Twitter to go to like the little news section where you do on a search. I'm on IG, LinkedIn. I'm a big social media person. And so I get a lot of my news topics. I am. I can admit that with no shame. But there's times, you know, especially as a Black person, you have to unplug. If you go a week without social media, you will not die. And I challenge anybody listening to this right now, if you really depressed or you really feel like it's too much, go without any social media for 1 week. Mm. I promise you, you'll be a different person on the other end of that. And everything gonna be there when you get back. All the social media platforms, they're not going nowhere. Let it go. Just let your mind breathe. I got some books down here. I read them. I know people don't like doing this stuff. I know. We like seeing sensationalized headlines, reading a short little blurb that may or may not be fact, but we have to take. You don't have to do it 24/7, but you got to take time to slow down. It helps keep you sane. You don't have to do it, but that's what I'm throwing out there.
Yeah, and I thought about that, too. I'm like, you know what? I might just get on to promote and get off, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark. I also want to add, like, damn, you said so much that I...
Bring it back, Marco. Bring it back, man. Bring it back, Marco.
I understood everything that you were saying, because I go through those times where I just don't want to talk to people, but I just want to be on social media and just repost things that other people are going through. But also what I've discovered within myself is if the people that you follow on social media is not bringing me positive content, I don't want to follow you. And it's no hard, I mean, well, it's no hate, it's nothing, but I'm just like, I'll go, like, I meet so many people on set. Like, I meet so many people in the world, like, and I'll just go through their Instagram and I'll just look, and I'll just look at the comments and things that they post, and I'm like, I don't know if I should be following this person. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't like you as an individual, I just don't like you on social media. Mm-hmm. Because, like, again, like I meet so many women on set that are beautiful, have great personalities, and just like entrepreneurs and all this, but their Instagram doesn't promote that. They're strippers and they're wearing thongs and they're taking pictures and showers and looking wet and doing things for social media. And again, I'm not trying to discredit anybody, because it's your life, it's what you do. But I come from a different place. Like, I like you for who you are, mm-hmm. not for what social media has made us out to be.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Like, maybe we can just have each other's numbers and not follow each other on social media.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think we might need to get to that point of, you know what I'm saying, just like not following each other on social media, because it's like, I'm going to realize you might not be the same person and on social media and in real life, because in real life you're a great vibe, but on social media, you like, what the hell is going on? But
say that again, please. Can you say it again?
Say what again?
You might not be the person in real life, or
you might be a great person in real life, But in social media, I'm like, what the hell is going on with you?
Exactly. Because that's exactly how I feel. And like, not to make it about me, but like, people be like, oh, well, your Instagram is so boring. We don't really know what you do. Honestly, I don't give a fuck about what y'all think. Like, this is my social media. Like, when people meet me, I want the energy to transpire.
Yes, sir. Like, yes, yeah. Sir.
On social, like on Instagram, I might look like a cute, handsome model with good skin, and I might be funny, and I might go on rants. But in person, you're not going to see that person.
Thank you.
Because one, I'm not drinking. But then two, like, it's a time and place for everything. I'm not going to cut somebody out when I'm at work, technically.
Mm-hmm.
But if we walk and talk and have lunch together, I might vent to you about cussing somebody out inside there. And then you'd be like, oh, I listened to his podcast. Oh, this is a different side of him. Yes, because we all have different sides of us.
Listen, and that's why I convey to people. I will tell people I go out with, yeah, I have a podcast. But podcast me and real life me can be two totally different people. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on how I'm feeling around you. You know what I'm saying? Because you might get the side of me that my podcast listeners ain't going to get, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's all independent on the vibe. And as far as PTSD goes, ladies and gentlemen, how you deal with it is you got to let it go before something new comes in, whether it's a new job, a new spouse, or a new experience. You got to let it go, you know what I'm saying? Because PTSD don't stop you from going to fast food restaurants. Even though one is trash, you'll go to another one, you know what I'm saying? So, you gotta let things go, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the McBride sisters.
Shout out. If y'all are ever wondering, sorry to cut you, or not to cut you off, but to add to what you're saying, they are distributed in California, y'all. I don't know how many liquor stores they're at or wineries they're at.
They in Target and Walmart.
Oh, Target and Walmart. Go to your local Target and Walmart and try this out. Black Girl Magic, they got champagne, they got wine.
Nah, I gotta find champagne.
Actually, I found out that they're very particular on who they send the champagne to as like different like distributors. So
hey, yeah. McBride sisters, I need y'all to send some to Florida, please.
Yes, please.
You'll probably find some at like what is it called? Is it Vic? Is it Total Wine?
Total Wine.
Yeah,
they probably got everything.
Yeah, oh, Total Wine be stocked up on everything. Like, I remember there was a Ciroc bottle I couldn't find at Dewey's in Tampa. I called up Total Wine. They said, yeah, we got it here. I said, say no more. And to my Tampa people, it's the Total Wine off Del Mabry. And to my St. Pete people, the Total Wine, I believe, is by Tyrone, I think.
Yes, it is. It is by Tyrone.
Yeah,
get to future episodes, you know, I want to be able to get us where we can all have a bottle of Uncle Nearest. For those that don't know, Uncle Nearest is really the godfather of Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
He's the actual person behind that. Of course, at the time when he created that, Black people, as always, did not get the credit that they deserve for their recipes. But I think it's the granddaughter of Uncle Nearest created a whiskey brand. I've heard it's really good. I have not had it yet, but I think we should have that on a future episode of the All Man's Podcast. But yeah, man, I mean, look, the McBride sisters, shout out to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to tag y'all when we put our episode up. Mm-hmm. But thank y'all. This wine is absolutely great. I know that it would go good with some Italian. And you know what else I think it would really go good with? I don't know how many of our listeners have ever had jollof rice from like Nigeria or Ghana or Senegal. I think this will go great with that. But
I gotta find somewhere to make jollof rice. But go ahead, Marco.
Hey, this is I just went to their website, but this is the only champagne they make as of today. But they have a whole variety. They sell in cases and single and everything. So you can find everything that we're drinking online on their website and order strictly through them. Because y'all know when y'all buy through third parties, it's all this other shit.
Yeah, third parties don't get their cut.
But definitely, I definitely like this champagne, and I will be buying probably like a whole case of it just to have in my house. So
yeah, if the champagne is Florida, I will definitely buy it. Juggy, if you find that Uncle Nearest, let me know where you get it from. I'll definitely be there.
We're in the same neighborhood. I'll let you know.
Victor, try what's ABC Liquor?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, we'll find ABC Liquor. We'll definitely hit them up, you know what I'm saying? All right, fellas, what's some free game y'all want to give to the people about anything?
Free game. Everybody who likes watching movies, documentaries, TV shows, follow Coeli TV on Instagram. I will repeat, if you like Netflix, you always on Netflix. There's a Black-owned movie network called Coeli TV, K-W-E-L-I-TV. Look it up on Instagram in the search bar. Follow them. They have their own streaming service. It is Black-owned. They are trying to build this thing to where we get more. We have an almost unlimited amount of Black content creators out here on mainstream TV, YouTube. People that have their own websites, they're all coming to Coeli TV. Please, 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 free game. You say you want to support your own people. You say you're tired of the BS from HBO and Paramount Plus and Disney Plus and Netflix.
And Peacock. Listen,
there is a solution. It's called Coeli TV. Please check that out. Free game from your boy Juggy tonight.
Marco, what you got for the people?
Adding on what she's saying, support your Black creators, y'all. It's not easy coming up with whole fucking episodes and getting everybody together and making sure everybody's schedule is this, that, and the third, and everybody.
Hello, man.
So support your Black creators, but most importantly, I really want us as like a community, as in when I say community, I just mean humans. Stop validating ourselves through social media. Social media is always going to be there. The internet is always going to be there. The internet was here through AOL and iMessage and, you know, group chats and all that. Start believing in yourself. And I also say that for myself because I also haven't been, you know, like the best, you know, content creator of producing shit, but just do things at your own pace and believe in yourself and your supporters will come. A wise man once told me that your biggest supporter is a stranger on the internet.
Yes.
Fuck your family. Fuck your friends.
Yes.
Fuck all of that. Your biggest supporter is the stranger on the internet.
Yes. Yes, sir. I've learned Bill that.
And her.
I've learned that so much through this time of podcasting. I will hear from a stranger somewhere in another city, you know what I'm saying? Then the homies right here in St. Peter or in Tampa, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, that is major. My free game is this. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you always have time because life is not a race. It's a marathon, you know what I'm saying? So, if you don't do something today, don't cry about it. Don't cry over spilled milk. Just get the milk up and keep going. You know what I'm saying? You always got to keep going no matter what. That's my free game for y'all. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the men, you know what I'm saying, from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank y'all for buying into this, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't have to buy into this when I approached y'all about it, but y'all did, and look where we at now, man. We 1 year into this thing. Like I said earlier, we just getting started. So I appreciate y'all buying in, squeezing in, making y'all schedule work, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Because this is something the people need, you know what I'm saying? Black men need this to hear three Black men and sometimes four Black men coming together, all coming together to have a conversation. So I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, I look forward to this, man. And, you know, we're going to continue to grow. You know what I'm saying? We're going to continue to upgrade. We're going to continue to support Black businesses. Marco in the Mecca right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so he's in the Mecca.
We're gonna have to do some. We're gonna do some traveling episodes, man. I'm really looking forward to that. We can get out in the community at some of these events and stuff, and really start, you know what I'm saying, getting our brand out there that more and more people find out about it. So, hey, I'm hyped. We got 1 year in our belts. It don't feel like it's been a year, but it has been. So, you know, I'm excited for what's more to come.
Yes, it really don't feel like it, but that's what happens when we just working and all this shit going on. Time flies. But Marco, it's glad to have you back, man.
Yes, I definitely appreciate it. I thought y'all X'd me out, the whole motherfucking crew. But I definitely think we should do some traveling episodes, even if we gotta rent an Airbnb and just set up and just go live and promote it and do all this shit and just get everybody excited. I think we got a good thing going on. I don't think anybody else that I have ran across is doing four black men talking about topics that are related to today. So I appreciate you, Vic, for hosting it always. And Jig, you being a fucking good ass brother and bringing good perspectives of different conversations to the topic. And also the Don B, you're not here right now, but you already know I respect your opinion. And I know you travel, you probably, yeah, you on your plane right now, but enjoy wherever you're going right now. And we'll see you in June, right?
Yes, we will definitely see you in June.
Halfway through the year, man. Already. Yes. It's crazy.
Like I said, if you miss one, you ain't missing nothing because you can come on right back. Don B, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. You did hold it down the months more. We didn't have Marco. You held it down, man. You know what I'm saying? You always look fly. You know what I'm saying? You stay looking fly. So you know what? Hey, you know what? I can't wait to get all four of us back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for June. We got big shit popping, little shit stopping. What you got for Marco?
One more question. Y'all trying to do an after show on our live on Instagram?
Hey, let's do it. Y'all go ahead and tune in to Instagram right now.
About 15, 20 minutes and just talk shit?
Hey, why not? Hey, why not? For those of y'all listening at home, you know what I'm saying? Follow us on the gram, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're just hearing this, go ahead and follow us on the gram because we be lit. But you know what? Hey, fuck it. I'm down with it, you know what I'm saying? I still got more of this black girl magic, you know what I'm saying? Because we give y'all black man magic every time we do the guys on the round.
Hey, y'all, we'll talk about this off live. I just came up with an idea.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Marco got an idea, you know what I'm saying? We got to holler at Marco. But that's our time for Look and Talk. Remember, the more you drink, the better we sound. Always keep it moving no matter what. Until the next time and until next June, we out this thing.
You know, we didn't do our